Well, welcome back, everyone. Steve and I were just talking about how in the breaking of the bread, they recognized who he was. So here they were at the table with him. I mean, can you just picture this? He's sitting at the table with these two guys. He breaks the bread. You know, it was kind of like what had just happened Thursday night. You know, the Last Supper had just happened. You know, I don't know if they were there or not. Probably not. But maybe they were. I mean, I don't know. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like the Last Supper. So here they were having communion with him. I mean, this is really cool because he's got the bread in his hand and he breaks the bread. Right after he's explained all this stuff from the Old Testament, all these prophecies, all these prefigurements, now he breaks the bread. And here's, you know, as we just were saying before the break, so many things about Jesus have to do with bread, right down to our Lord's Supper, Eucharist, whatever you call it in your particular tradition. He is Word, he's the Logos, and he's bread. Mm. You know, it's an amazing combination. Yeah. And these guys experienced firsthand, and after they get this whole teaching about the Word, they meet him at a table, and he breaks the bread. I mean, this is really cool.
And they recognize
him. And they recognize him. And this is a really, I mean, they were really excited. I mean, this was like, this topped it off. Because
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, he disappears now. And they... Now, realizing who he is and who's been teaching them all this stuff, they say, wow, you know, weren't our hearts burning when we listened to all this? I mean, they explained the word. There was like fire going on. Their hearts were burning. And they were so excited, they couldn't rest. They couldn't go along with their normal routine. I mean, Cleopas doesn't say, hey, look, let's wash these dishes up and clean the table off. And I don't know about you, but... I've had a long weekend. This has been draining. I'm just going to like kick back and maybe relax the rest of the night.
No, they rushed back to Jerusalem.
They ran back to Jerusalem. Now, you know, before I talk about how they were probably trudging along the road, it's 7 miles. But I'm thinking when they went back to Jerusalem, they were moving pretty fast.
I didn't take them too long.
We don't know how old these guys were, but it didn't take them too long. Because now that they had this experience, they wanted to share the experience. You know, when we have an experience with Christ, we want to share the experience, mm-hmm. whether it's a conversion experience, whether it's a sign and wonder, a miracle, or some powerful thing that happens, we want to share it with everybody. We don't want to just keep it inside ourselves and say, oh, that was really nice what he did.
Right.
We want to proclaim it. We want to share it. And this is exactly where these guys were, 7 miles back to Jerusalem after they had just gone all the way back to Emmaus from Jerusalem. And they go right back to where the disciples were.
And they recount everything that just
happened. Now, each of the groups, well, there's two groups, each of the two groups kind of tells their experience. Hey, the Lord's risen. We've seen him. Yeah, we know. We do, you know, it's like, you know, they're having this conversation, sharing this experience.
Yeah.
And they went right to the upper room. So in this upper room, you have... You know, Peter and those other guys, Thomas isn't there. He's getting pizza.
Yeah.
So he's not there. Or he's ordering Chinese or something. But he's not there. So presumably the other, 10 apostles were there. We don't know who else was there exactly. And now these guys that were on the road to Emmaus come back, tell their experience. They're talking to the apostles and whatever other disciples are there. And... Even though they've just had this amazing experience, what happens? Jesus comes and stands in their midst. And do they say, oh, Lord, you're back. Oh, thank you for coming. No, they say, ah, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. Now, these two guys that were just on the road to Emmaus, that just had the awesome Bible study, that just had the breaking of the bread, now say, ah, it's a ghost. I mean... This is the perfect example of how we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now they don't recognize him again.
And what does he say to him?
Peace.
Peace be with you.
Yes. You know, it's always peace when he's in the midst.
Yeah.
You know, it's he would have said shalom. He's the true shalom. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding. He comes into the room and says, peace be with you. They're scared, yelling, it's a ghost.
Yeah.
And these weak humans, And then just to prove it to them, he says, look, it's me. Come and touch me. I'm flesh and bones. No blood, because in a glorified body, there's no blood. There's flesh and bones.
Right.
Blood is our life here.
Mm-hmm.
And he even says, you got anything to eat? They give him food. And then he does another Bible study.
Yeah.
Amazing. Another Bible study where he goes through Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. So now he even adds the Psalms and shows that this is all about him.
Yeah.
And it says that he opened their understanding so they could comprehend the scriptures.
Yeah.
Woof.
Awesome.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I can't believe it.
You know, let's say a quick prayer for all those who are listening that, you know, Father God, we just ask that you would give us the grace by the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim your mercy and your love to those who you place in our path. Let us do it with the gentleness and the love of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow.